How y'all doing?
Good. Have you noticed the moon the last couple days? Actually, I didn't see it last night, but this week, did you notice it was like big and it was really bright? Did you notice it? No. It was really cool. Do you know who Copernicus is? Do you guys know who Copernicus is? Who he is? He's kind of the guy that bumped us off center. Because everybody, when Copernicus, and this was like 1543, you'll probably study that next year in school. Maybe not. But everybody thought that the whole universe revolved around the Earth, that Earth was kind of in the middle. You stick a pin and that is us in the middle of, and everything revolved around us. And Copernicus is like, yeah, I don't think so. Tell me why there are seasons. Tell me why certain stars and certain planets show up in different places. Tell me how far someone can sail without falling off the edge, kind of thing. And he pointed to the sun. He said, that is the center of the universe. And we, along with all these other planets, revolve around it. So up to that point, everybody thought that we were it, that we were the center of everything. They didn't like that much when he said, no, we're not the center. The sun is the center. Got him in a lot of trouble, actually, with a lot of people. And then later, Galileo came along, and he said the same thing. They kicked him out of the church for saying it. And he got in even more trouble. The world doesn't revolve around me, for one thing, which is kind of the point that I'm getting to, but the universe doesn't revolve around us. Do you know, does the moon, and I talked about how bright the moon has been, does it actually give off light? I mean, it was pretty bright this week, but does it actually give off light? Do you know? Not really. Like, I've got this flashlight. Oh. Yeah, it's bright, isn't it? And it gives off light. But check this out. You see it? Does this mirror give off any light? No, it doesn't have any batteries. It's got a magnet on the back, but it doesn't have batteries. It doesn't have a power source. You can't plug it in. You don't charge it up. It's just a mirror. And what do mirrors do? They reflect, don't they? That's what the moon does. The sun is where the power is, just like this flashlight has power. But the moon reflects that light from the sun. We need to do that same thing. We need to be reflectors, because in and of ourselves, we don't have that power. We don't have the light. Where does the light come from? Yes, God. Yeah, we need to reflect God's light, because we don't have the power to do that on our own. But we can reflect God's light in everything that we do. Let me say a prayer with you. Let me see if I can turn this off. Father God, thank you so much for these guys and for this congregation. Help us to be reflectors of that light. Help us to light up the corner of our world, wherever we are, to just be you to somebody else, so that corner of the world might be lit up, and not because of us, but because of you. Help us to simply reflect the love that you have, the light that you are, the power that you possess. Help us to do that. Father, we love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.